T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Derwald. Many of you know me as Mr. Fitness. You know, a lot of people today say that 60 is the new 40, but this was especially not true in 1942.
To find out more, stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a great day to be outside today. We'll enjoy plenty of sunshine and a nice low humidity. Becoming breezy this afternoon, high 78 degrees. Clear and comfortable tonight. Temperatures will fall to a low of 63 overnight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 85 degrees. Warm and more humid on Monday with a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 85. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Mike Lissini.
Thanks, Mike. We have fair skies, 72 degrees in Buffalo.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on the weekend for Senior Radio Buffalo. Always happy to be here imparting really wonderful knowledge to you from some very, very talented doctors and lawyers and people in the know when it comes to helping us live our best lives once we get to our older years. I mean, shouldn't our older years be our best years? And they possibly... they absolutely can. Let's put it that way. Forget the possibly. And now we're going to be moving on that in just a second. But first, we always kind of start out with a fun fact. Did you know the eye of a hurricane has meaning? A ragged, asymmetrical eye indicates the storm is struggling to strengthen. But a smooth, round eye indicates that the storm is stable and strong. Kind of bad news for us. And a small eye, sometimes called a pinhole or pinpoint eye, indicates that the hurricane is especially strong. There's not even much eye there because it's just all spinning around. That's why I used to love doing the weather years ago. You learned a lot of fun stuff like this. Now, this is the eyes of the hurricane, but how about eyes of the human being? That's even more important to you and I, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about, especially because in summer, so many times we're out without eye protection. We think of skin protection, but what about unprotected eyes in the sun? Well, we're going to turn to Dr. Andrew Sedlecki about that. Dr. Sedlecki is with Sedlecki Cataract and Vision Care, with offices all throughout Western New York, including Amherst and Orchard Park. And we're going to be talking about your eyes this morning. So good morning, Dr. Sedlecki. Nice to have you back.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Yeah, sun can do damage to unprotected eyes. Is that true?
That is true. Sun can do damage to basically every part of the body that's exposed. The eyes are particularly vulnerable because the front part of them is transparent, so the rays can actually get into the eye itself. Now, the truth of the matter is that most of the damage that occurs to the eye from sunlight typically occurs on the surface of the eye, the outermost structures. And the face and the eye and eyelid were all kind of designed to protect the structures of the eye as much as possible. And so most of the damage kind of is taking place in the eyelids, the cornea, the conjunctiva, and sometimes the lens of the eye. So really, any kind of thing that can happen on the skin with UV damage can occur in the eye as well. So typically, we're thinking about things like growths on the eyelid, some of which may be benign, some of which may be cancerous. You can also have growths on the surface of the eye, same rules for that, benign or cancerous. You can get cataracts from extra sunlight exposure. You can have inflammation of the cornea, get scar tissue of the cornea. And actually, if some of those rays penetrate deeper into the eye, there's some thought that you can get problems in the back of the eye, the retina, such as macular degeneration is one of the hotter topics in terms of sunlight damage. So it really is typically here in Western New York, we don't think of this as being a particularly sunny place where I practice, but I've got a lot of my patients that travel to Florida for larger parts of the year. And so protecting the eyes can be just as important as protecting the rest of the body.
Wow. Dr. Sedlecki, is this the kind of thing that happens over years, or can you just get your eyes sunburned from just being out in a very, very bright day for a few hours?
Yes, the answer is both. A lot of these growth or cataract things that I was mentioning are things that typically do occur with chronic exposure of ultraviolet lights into the eye. But there are certainly types of acute forms of damage. Patients who, say, for example, I know a few years ago there was the big eclipse staring directly into the sun
The
eclipse. It was a big thing for a while. And we actually occasionally will see patients after events like that who get damage to their the front of their eye, the cornea. You can have a type of inflammation of the cornea, and they can also get a type of inflammation in the back of the eye, the macula, and acquire some damage back there. So they're both chronic and acute forms.
Now we're talking about sunlight on unprotected eyes. Can you also get a sunburn or photokeratitis through, let's say, being on the water in the sun with the reflection and also on the snow?
Yes. That's correct. You can. Snow, water, sometimes directly looking into the sunlight. Yes, photokeratitis is the word that we use. Sometimes we'll call it UV keratitis. You can indeed get those things. In my practice here in Western New York, I typically see photokeratitis more commonly with snow, but even more commonly than that with patients who do welding and arc welding. They get this sudden bright flash of light into the eye. And they get this nasty little condition called photokeratitis, where the eye gets very, very uncomfortable. It's very, very sensitive to light. Patients oftentimes can't see very well and can't open it, and it's quite a sight to see, because patients are very, very uncomfortable. Oftentimes, it ends up actually resolving on its own if it's the cornea that's involved, with just a little bit of rest and some lubrication. But whenever you see a patient with photokeratitis, they are some of the most uncomfortable bunch of patients that I do deal with.
Wow. Dr. Sedlecki, how about tanning beds?
Mm-hmm.
Is that tanning a problem too?
It's a problem in the sense that if you don't use tanning beds, it won't be a problem. But the good news is most tanning beds will supply you with those little miniature sunglasses that will protect the eyes. And so I very infrequently see tanning beds as a source of it, but certainly that can do it as well.
So it's really not enough just to close your eye. In this case, you need to be aware of the rays, the UVA and the UVB rays?
Yes, that's correct. And now light coming from the sun actually comes in, believe it or not, three types of UV. There's UVA, B, and C. Most of the C gets filtered out before it even really enters too far into the atmosphere. And the UVA and the UVB rays can cause different types of damage to the eye. And there is this distinction between sunglasses and UV protecting, or UV mitigating glasses to reduce those rays from reaching the eye. And so when selecting a pair of sunglasses, or if you're getting a prescription pair of sunglasses, oftentimes you'll want to know, sometimes they have little indices or measurements of how strong the UV blocking nature of those lenses are. But you definitely want to have something that is UV protecting if you're going to be out in the sunlight or even in the snow, because a lot of the rays reflected off the snow can cause similar amounts of damage. And you typically don't think about the winter time is a time to protect your eyes
right.
from sunlight, but just as bad.
Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Sidlecki. I hope this doesn't sound like a silly question, but does it matter if your eyes are blue or lighter rather than brown eyes? I mean, we're talking about sun damage to the eyes. Yeah.
Yes, it's not a silly question. As a matter of fact, there is a lot of research going into it right now. The general thought process, at least theoretically, is that blue-colored or lighter-colored eyes, you know, your green eyes, your hazel eyes, and your blue eyes, may be at more risk for problems in the back of the eye, whether that's a cataract or a retina problem. Now, this isn't really proven. It's only theoretical because, in theory, the bluer or lighter-colored iris tissue protects a little bit less, or is a little less thick than the darker colored irises. And so because of that, theoretically, patients are more at risk. Now, again, it hasn't been proven, but it is something that we're actively looking into.
Wow. Well, this morning we're talking about sun damage to our unprotected eyes. We're speaking with Dr. Andrew Sidlecki, who is an ophthalmologist and cataract surgeon with Sidlecki Cataract and Vision Care, with offices all throughout Western New York. To make an appointment, call 716-634-8500 or visit eyesonbuffalo.com for more information. Doc, I like polarized lenses. Are they preferable?
Sure. Generally speaking, polarized lenses are preferable. You know, there is a distinction between the two. Not all UV protecting glasses are polarized, and not all polarized lenses protect from UV. Generally speaking, they do go together. The way polarized lenses work is, in essence, when light hits a surface like the road or an area of snow, it bounces off that surface, and those light rays become more or less oriented in a similar direction. Now, normally light coming from any sort of surface is going up and down, left and right. It's oriented in all these different directions. And when it strikes the surface, like the snow, like the road or your car windshield, it'll kind of scatter and align itself in a horizontal direction. Now, polarized lenses have little filters on them that are oriented vertically, so that all scattered light coming in a horizontal direction cannot pass through. And so these will cut down on things like glare from the road, glare from the your windshield on your car. So polarized lenses are indeed preferable. Now, there are situations in which you wouldn't want a polarized lens. Number one, they can be a little bit more expensive, so sometimes they are cost prohibitive. But in the actual fact, people who use computer screens and LCD screens actually have a little bit of a struggle with polarized lenses, because the light that is emitted from those screens and monitors is oriented in the same direction. It's oriented vertically. So if you are using a computer screen and wearing polarized lenses, and you turn your head just a little bit, or you change your angle from the screen, actually the sunglasses or the polarized lenses will start to block those lights. And so actually pilots or the FAA forbids pilots from using polarized glasses, because all the monitors and devices in the cockpit of the plane, if they turn their head a little bit, or if the plane turns side to side, they can't see them anymore. It actually vanishes. And so those are situations, though uncommon, that it's actually not preferable. But in most situations, if you're out enjoying a nice sunny day, or you're driving, yes, indeed, polarized lenses are preferable.
All right, Doc, we're running out of time, but we still have time for one more question. So what type of sun protection would you recommend for those with prescription eyewear?
Yes, so there's a lot of different options that you do have. Most optical shops or optometrists can fit you with custom glasses that have a UV filter in them that is in addition to the prescription that you have. That is the simplest solution, to have a special prescription grade sunglasses. You can also purchase special types of lenses that are called transition lenses, that as you walk out into a more sunny environment, the lenses will actually change or shift their color to block some of that. You may have seen people coming in from the outside and their glasses are kind of gray and dim. It's because it's changing back into a normal environment. There's also, I don't really see this that more anymore. This was big when I was growing up. Obviously, you can do clip-ons where you have a pair of glasses and you buy a frame that has these little magnets on. You can kind of throw them on there. So those are all the major ways. And these options are pretty widely available. And if you are a prescription eyeglass user, or where you can contact your optometrist or optician, and they can give you the options at your local office to see what's a good fit
that
for you.
That is awesome. Dr. Andrew Sedlecki, we want to thank you. Sedlecki Cataract and Vision Care, if you'd like to go see the doc. They have offices all throughout Western New York. To make an appointment, call 716-634-8500 or visit eyesonbuffalo.com for more information. And to find a Catholic Medical Partner physician in any specialty, visit catholicmedicalpartners.org and click on Provider and Facility Locator at the top of the page. Hey, and don't forget, tell everybody you heard about Dr. Sedlecki right here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you again, Senior Radio Buffalo. Don't forget, we're online. You can also find us on Facebook. We are everywhere. And we're probably visiting your senior center sometime this summer. We've got a lot going on, and we're just so pleased that our audience is getting bigger all the time because we hear it from everyone. So we're thrilled about that, and we're thrilled to give you such great information from super experts. That's why they're on Senior Radio. We don't just advertise everybody. You know, we're kind of picky about that. And one of our wonderful sponsors who are going to be talking to us today is a store I'm so proud to be affiliated with because I have on their footwear, and that is SAS Shoes. And I heard from some of our travelers who are wearing their SAS shoes. I know my husband has a pair he's going to be wearing to my son's wedding. Everybody's life seems to change a little bit after becoming an SAS shoe client. Why? Because these people take a personal pride in fitting you with a beautiful shoe. And when I say customer service, I have to say it twice. Customer service, this is what you don't get in 95% of the stores out there. And over at SAS Shoes, you may have found that you have an issue with your foot that has been making shoe shopping for you so miserable through the years, because there's a lot of things that can change with our feet. Don't feel alone, because awful lot of people out there, men and women, have issues. So Paul Grandstaff, he's the manager of the show. You'll meet him as long maybe as with Aaron Tallman. He's the owner. You might meet Donna. You might meet Ron. But Paul is with us on the air this morning. Paul, it's so nice to have you back from SAS Shoes.
That's so nice to be on again, Linda, and we love the exposure that that this station brings to our store, because we wouldn't have the people coming in without the help that's happening with these segments. I thought one area that should be addressed, and we've covered a number of good areas, and these are areas of concern. Number one, the people that come in our store bring in a variety of issues. Some are like misfittings. Been misfitted for a long time, or they fit themselves, or other people that were not really that cultured about fitting properly did them a disservice. Again, so they're wearing a lot of times shorter shoes, or they're living in flip-flops, or they're going barefoot. That's just the worst thing to do over any extended time. And again, back to some areas, and even today, pointed toes and high heels does nothing except bring on ball of foot issues. And, you know, a lot of pressure there. And also, when you bring the toes together like that, you have a square peg in a round hole. That doesn't work too well. So there again, you've got metatarsalgia and ball of foot issues. then wearing poorly constructed footwear that lack comfort, structure, and shock absorption for many people that have to work on concrete floors. And most people, Linda, they take their feet for granted. Most conditions are basically non-symptomatic, and the folks, they're not aware until they experience a loss of functional capacity and independence. When you start losing that, you know, you've lost a lot.
Absolutely.
Now, a footnote, I'll use the word again. Most of the ladies experience heel slippage. The reasons are the heel is often three sizes narrower than the ball of the foot. So there's one bone, it's called the calcaneus. The heel is one bone, but the forefoot has 26 bones, and when you add all the ligaments, tendons, and so forth, you have almost 200 parts. So when the arches, they lose, you have four, they lose the support, and then what happens is the foot gets wider and often longer with age. But the heel bone stays the same. So that's why we do a lot of this work. Now, I put out a lot of good information here. And people say to me, boy, you sure know. I says, you know, it really doesn't matter what I know. The only thing that matters is that you know we care about you. And that's kind of our philosophy. So we handle all things from hammer toes and plantar fasciitis and areas like neuropathy and arthritis. And these are what I call non-orthopedic issues. Non-orthopedic. We have the right style of shoes for comfort and support, and the right orthotic to facilitate some of these common foot problems, Linda. And I already, like I say, I think if we can help enough people like waitresses and nurses and others that and people in construction who can endure these hard surfaces and not bring on things, because things are going to happen if we ignore these things over time.
Absolutely. You know, and here it is, here for our seniors who maybe have retired, and now we want to look forward to so many wonderful years of our life. We want to travel. That may include a little walking. We don't want our feet to fail us now, so to speak. We really want to be able to reward our feet for carrying us all these years, and you can do that with a great fit from SAS. We call it the SAS experience. They're not orthopedic shoes. They're shoes that are beautiful and well-fitting, American-made shoes. And right now, not only do you have sneakers, but you've got sandals, you've got socks, you've got so many different things. And then over in the next store, you've got the Route 5 boots, which basically is the same ownership. And if you're still working or you like hiking, you can go ahead and you can finally really treat your feet, so to speak. They're not the enemy. We need them. We need them for many, many more years. And now that our feet have changed, like you say, with gravity, they've gotten wider. We still want to reward our feet, and we want to be able to work and play without any pain. And you can do this if you get the right footwear, and that's what you provide.
Well, that's what, we're glad that you feel that way and that people are knowing that about us, because we just seem to feel that it's important that we have people who are going to be fashionable, in comfort, through the different stages of life, by, again, designing and making shoes that fit in harmony with the foot.
Absolutely. Also, to make sure that our balance is correct in those shoes. The last thing we want to do is be uncomfortable with balance. You even have slip-resistant shoes, so we know how important it is not to take a tumble with the, you know, our bones and things like that. We want to stay as well as possible. And really, part of that starts from the ground up. A lot of times we have made a lifetime out of just going into the big box stores, grabbing a pair of shoes that we think fits. It fits maybe for the, it feels okay for the first couple times. Then all of a sudden you know that the support isn't there. You're having the same old problems. Chances are you're not addressing the problem with your foot, okay? But if you go into SAS, people like Aaron and Paul, who's on the phone now, and Donna and Ron, they can identify what your issue is. And with the right orthotics and the right shoe, and the orthotic can actually be determined with an electronic scan that they have you step on. It's just an amazing thing to watch people finally put the right shoe on in the right size and the right width and smile, knowing that, wow, my feet don't hurt in these shoes.
Well, that's the thing, and then we, you know, we get referrals from people that are happy, and that is the scope of success. The people that keep returning to your place because they're happy, and referring other people to you, and we're experiencing that. And of course, with the help of this program, I can't tell you how important we feel this association with you, and what that means to Aaron and myself and the rest of our staff.
Well, I got to tell you, Paul, I have people who I've never met just rush up to me and say, look down, I got my SAA shoes on. And they're really happy because everything that we've said is true. This is, folks, a longstanding family business. They've been there for generations. They have a real commitment to your comfort. This is why their customers come back again and again, because they're so happy with the product that they have bought. You're looking for just not a cheap shoe from China. These are not orthopedic shoes, but they're beautiful, well-fitting shoes made in the USA from SAS, that brand, and many other brands as well. But they got to make the cut, you know? They got to be a beautiful shoe. They have to be exactly what you want, and they have to be a well-made shoe. Because, you know, even the shoes from China, they're not cheap. Well, you know what? These are beautiful shoes. In fact, even if you wear out the sole, they're such nice shoes that you can go back to the shoemaker. Remember him? We've got those still around, and you can go and have those repaired. That's a good shoe. Hey, Paul, we are out of time, but thank you so much. Everybody, please head over to SAS Shoes. They're open until 4 today, and then they're open every day except Sunday. Go and find out all about the SAS experience, and you'll be smiling too, telling everybody you heard it right here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The Starbucks on Genesee Street's workers are on strike this weekend. Barista R.J. Rubman says it's about staffing and hours.
The night crew gets hit really hard, and, you know, there are some people that are working, like, 6 days in a row because they're getting given, like, you know, 4 or 5 hour shifts or whatever. Starbucks doesn't want to give out lunch breaks so they're always giving out short shifts.
Redman believes this is in retaliation for unionization efforts in Western New York. After the May shootings at Tops, the Department of Health and Human Services Partnership Center and the Buffalo Public Schools will host a Day of Hope and Healing at the Stanley Mikowski Community School on Jefferson Avenue. The event will include free health services, back-to-school giveaways, children must accompany the adult, non-perishable food items, spiritual support, and activities for youth. Again, it's being held at the Stanley Mikowski Community School on Jefferson Avenue from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Buffalo Scholastic Rowing Association has two world champions. Nathan Sass, a Canisius High School graduate, and Colin Lynn Hay, a University of Delaware graduate, won their finals in Milan, Italy yesterday. Festivals are abound this weekend. The Polish American Arts Festival taking place in Cheektowaga. Eddie Dobasiewicz says there's a lot to take part in.
Demonstrations this year that we're very excited about. We have cooking demonstrations throughout the weekend. We have some historical presentations throughout the weekend. We're even offering free polka lessons and free Polish language lessons. So it doesn't matter whether you're of Polish ancestry or whether you're five generations removed from the immigrants that came here from Poland. There's something for everyone.
And there's also something for everyone at the Irish Festival going on this weekend at the Outer Harbor. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
When I was a young boy growing up in Buffalo, New York, I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I used to ride my tricycle up and down the sidewalk and down in the neighborhood. And as one house I went by every day, and there was an older gentleman sitting up there. I think he was in a rocking chair. I'm not exactly sure, but I'd drive by every day. And he would smile and he'd wave, and I would smile and I'd wave back. And this went on every single day. And I started to think to myself, you know, he's in the chair. He seems like a real nice guy, but I've never seen him walk around the porch. I've never even seen him stand up. And I was a little concerned about that. So I went home and I asked my mother. I says, Mom, the fellow down the street. She goes, yeah. I says, I've never seen him walk around. I'm a little bit worried about him. I've never even seen him stand up. Is there something wrong with him? She goes, honey, you've got to remember, he's an elderly gentleman. He's probably over 60 years old. And I thought to myself, over 70? Is this what we can expect after 60? Incredibly, some people still believe that reaching age 60 tends to mark the beginning of the end, when in fact, age 60 can mark the beginning of the best phase of your life, but that's up to you.
You've got the power.
That's right, you've got the power. I was recently talking with the executive producer of Senior Radio Buffalo, Joe Donesco, and my good friend Phyllis Gorski, the publisher of After 50 magazine. We all provide the information to make you feel better, to make you look better, and to make you be better. And that's what this show is all about.
You've got the power.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda here with you as usual. Wouldn't miss a weekend, especially when we have something very, very important to talk about. We're going to be talking about and talking with our good friends at People Inc. If you have had a loved one cared for by People Inc., getting their therapy services, getting some equipment for the house, you know how special these people are. I love their name because it really reflects who they are. It doesn't sound like a big incorporated company. It sounds like people, you know, people to people. And that's what People Inc. is all about. And they really care about the services that they offer. They care about the equipment that you get. They care about your health and helping to do whatever they can do to make you whole, okay? And we're going to be speaking this morning with two people who really know all about this. Jake Wilkins, who's the Vice President of Home Healthcare Services for People Inc., and Brian Clayback, who is the General Manager of People First Mobility. So good morning, guys. Nice to have you here. And we're going to talk again about what the programs are and what makes each program unique. So, Jake, let's talk about what your program is and the services that you can offer people.
I'd love to. People Inc. Home Health Services provides nursing, PT, OT, and all the other therapies, so speech and social work, dietitian, in the comfort of someone's home. So when they've had a recent change in their health history, an exacerbation of an existing disease, when they're having a decline, we can go out and provide services, skilled services, in the comfort of someone's home and provide a very similar level of service to what you would receive in an outpatient clinic or an office setting.
Okay, let's stop there with that one. Brian, let's get to you and talk about what makes your program unique and what kind of benefits you offer.
So we provide a durable medical equipment, so wheelchairs, other mobility devices, seating, lifting aids, different types of equipment that you can use within your home to really allow you to stay home. Our goal, again, is to give the most independence within the home to make it easy for the individual and also any caregivers that are in there.
You come out to the patient's home, and that's going to be different from getting PT in a rehab or in therapy. Let's talk about that, Jake.
That's, to me, the most important thing about home health is that what we do translates directly to the reality that a person lives in. It's not to say anything negative about inpatient clinics or outpatient clinics or any of the care that anyone receives in a facility. Mm-hmm. What it is to say is to highlight the fact that when you are in those facilities, you're in the perfect environment. Mm-hmm. The chairs and the tables that they use, the beds that they use are all perfect to help you learn how to transfer, but they may not transfer to that 70 shag carpet or the oxygen tubing or the Yorkie that's running around. When we go out, we see the reality that people live in, and we can help them to adapt that to be safer. When our nurses go out and we provide education regarding a new disease process, of course, with the consent of the person, we can open their fridge and we can go through and we can talk about the foods that are good to eat, the things that are going to maybe cause some challenges, but we can look at that and we can see the reality that someone lives in. Therefore, we can actually impact that reality for them and, I believe, create a longer and more lasting change in the person's life. And I believe that's because we see with our own eyes in the environment that people live in.
And Jake, you're absolutely right, because when you talk with people from rehab, they will tell you someone is doing great in rehab. Then they go home, and sometimes it's a matter of hours before they're back because their home reality is very different, like you say, from what they left at rehab.
Right.
And, you know, you can be that second set of eyes and help with recommendations. You may not get rid of the Yorkie, but you can maneuver more safely around it.
Right, and our therapy services, again, everything that we do is with the consent of someone, but we can walk through the house and we can identify those throw rugs. We can identify those transition areas between hard and soft surfaces, help people to cue to recognize, okay, I've got to lift my feet up a little bit higher. Or maybe we can talk about how the clothes hanger that's in your closet needs to be adjusted so that when you're trying to put clothes on that hanger, you're not tipping backwards and falling over because it's just up too high.
Right.
But we can look at that and we can help to make those changes right then and there. So we can participate in some of the, I won't call them home, like environmental modifications, because that's a whole different slew of changes. But we can help to tweak your living environment to make it a little more safe for anyone. And again, that safety, the big thing is reducing falls. Ultimately, the name of the game is keeping people at home. I don't want them in a facility. I don't want them to have to go back to the hospital. When they are sent to us, it's our responsibility to help them to stay home. So the advice and the suggestion that we make is all aimed towards keeping someone in the environment that they want to live in.
And of course, everybody, we are talking with two experts from People Inc. We've got Jake Wilkins, who's the Vice President of Home Health Care Services, 874-5600 or peopleinc.org. And we have Brian Klayback, who's here, who's the General Manager of People First Mobility. And again, Brian, you're all about that, getting the right equipment, even if it's a bed, to keep somebody home and to give them the best possible chance of getting back to 100%.
Right. You know, again, that's our goal. You know, there's a lot of equipment out there that can make things easier for people, can allow them to, remain in their home, as Jake had referred to earlier. You know, that's really the same goal. You know, I've been through it personally with, family members that have had to go into long-term care facilities and things like that. And it's difficult. It's difficult for everybody. You know, not that there isn't a place for those facilities here, but if you ask most people, they want to stay home. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's our goal, that we would try to work with them to find the equipment that's able to allow them to do that.
Yeah, because I think if you're in an outpatient facility, you're using their equipment, but are you coming home with what you need? You know, and this way, if you're working with someone like People Inc., they can come in and they can look at what you've got and let you know, okay, you're going to need this, or we have this for you. And just think how sometimes that one piece of equipment just makes life completely different for that person. It's exactly what they need.
Sure. And one of the big things that we see is people may have the right equipment, but it may not be adjusted properly.
Oh.
So our therapists, and I'm sure Brian, when he goes out to do an assessment, can help to determine, okay, we have this equipment. Is it going to function the way that you're hoping it will? A lot of people think that your walkers need to be as high as they can be.
Yeah.
But really, we want walkers at a specific angle to allow people to have the best support. And that's just an example. Not that I want everybody to go out and adjust their walkers.
Right.
But, that's one of those things that we're able to do. Again, speaking specifically in real terms about someone's environment. And that's why home health is so great.
And Brian, also, some equipment can be outdated. There's new things, you know, when it comes to what are some of the things going on, even with walkers or wheelchairs or lifts or things like that. There's new equipment all the time that makes things easier. You don't have to use something that somebody else left to you that's 20 years old.
Exactly. You know, technology, like, you know, in every industry, it is impacting our, DME industry. So it's constant that there's improvements and changes, equipment getting smaller to take up less room in the homes, equipment, lighter, all different types of things that, again, will allow people to maintain that independence. And again, one of our focuses is once we, start talking with the individual that, let's do some hands-on with it, mm-hmm. To try it, whether it's something that we would bring to the home or if it's somebody that's in a facility that may be being discharged to home, that they could request, and we would come out, work with the therapists in the facilities to kind of smooth that transition over to make sure that, we're getting them the appropriate piece of equipment for them.
Now, let me ask, I know the good news is that this is covered by most insurance. Yes, so you're going to get some help with that. But if somebody uses a piece of equipment, is it theirs or does it go back after they don't need that anymore?
It varies with the insurance. Some of the insurances, Medicare, for example, will require the equipment to be rented for a period of time, and mm-hmm. then it would convert to the ownership of that individual. So it really would be on a case-by-case basis. Mm-hmm. But all those things we really discuss up front so that the individual kind of knows what they're getting. And again, I think one of the nice things from our standpoint, our approach is that even if it's a piece of equipment that's going to be rented by your insurance, you're going to get a new piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get a piece of equipment that may have been used by three or four other people that's going to be all dinged up and whatnot.
Right.
You're going to get a new piece of equipment. We'll come out, make sure it's appropriately sized and fitted for you. And
yeah, that's fantastic. Right. I just love that. Plus, you're aware of the patient's needs, and if that patient improves, you might actually swap something out for something that they need less of. You know what I mean? And that would be brand new as well. So it's really wonderful. And that's the one-on-one People Inc. experience. That's why you work with People Inc., because these people do work with you one-on-one. They're a smaller agency than most, so they get to know you personally, and they really, really can help you personally. Really, disability experts caring for you. We want to give everybody your number for Jake. The Home Health Care Services side of it is 716-874-5600. And for Brian Klaback, the People First Mobility number is
716-566-5000.
Okay. And Jake, we want to give you the last word on this. Why should people give you a call?
People should give us a call because we care. We're here. We care. We have a model that supports people in their home and allows us to deliver consistent care where it needs to be delivered in their home to keep them home.
And aren't we lucky to have People Inc. right here in Western New York? And remember, folks, you can always give us a buzz over here at Senior Radio Buffalo to find out more about People Inc.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. And you know we always start our segments with a kind of a fun science fact of the day. Did you know penguins have a third eyelid called a nictitating membrane? This clear membrane protects their eyes from underwater debris and gives penguins fantastic eyesight underwater as well as on land. This unique adaptation can be seen on most penguins, including African penguins and rock hopper penguins. So you can just use that as trivia. Did you know penguins have a third eyelid? I love that. Hey, we're speaking with Carrie Pete this morning from the Cheektowaga Senior Center. Hey, Carrie, how are you?
Good morning, Linda. I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, we won't see too many penguins summertime at our senior center, but there's lifelong learning through the centers, and that also includes some travel opportunities. So if you want to go and see a penguin, you know, you can probably do it if you hook up with one of our senior centers.
That's probably true, a penguin and probably so many other things. I'm interested in the third eyelid thing because I'm kind of a trivia buff myself.
Uh-huh.
But the interesting thing is we probably do have a program at the center for everybody when it comes to lifelong learning and getting good information about topics on everything from soup to nuts. So if you are not familiar with the senior center in your area and you haven't checked it out, one of the things I guess I charge all of your listeners to say is get to a senior center and ask them about the University Express program. It's through the Erie County Department of Senior Services. Our senior centers take turn hosting classes. The instructors are sometimes retired professors. They're people who have passion about different topics. I bet there's a penguin passion person out there, someone teaching about that. But I can't say enough about how it's like going back to university without the college work, without the homework, and without the tests. And it's just interesting, 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 and it really just broadens our horizons. But I will also say, all of us as we age, we get concerned about our health. We get concerned about our bodies changing. What are we needing to do to stay as healthy as we can? Every senior center under the sun offers health and wellness topics, seminars for everybody to come. In many cases, these are free programs. I do want to share that the Cheektowaga Center is partnering with the Alzheimer's Association for the month of August. We have them coming in to do some Monday seminars about Alzheimer's. And I think that all of us could say we know somebody, we have a loved one, we've cared for somebody that has Alzheimer's and is going through the changes and how that disease affects us. So if you are interested in that topic, please get in touch with us here at the Cheektowaga Center. They are free programs. They're open to anybody who wants to come. So that's one I really wanted to touch on because I think it's so important to have a place to go to get the right information, to talk to the experts. And the Alzheimer's Association is exactly that. And Linda, you mentioned travel opportunities, and I can't help but talk about senior centers for that reason as well. Mm-hmm. Most of the senior centers in the area have opportunities for older adults to go on a group trip of some sort, whether it's a day trip, whether it's overnights. I know you yourself have been taking tours out. Yep. I know we've done, our group came back from Iceland early this year. I know another senior center just is doing Iceland this year. They're going there. And everywhere else in between, it can be something so simple as packages where it's a dinner and going down to Shays Performing Arts Center to see a show. Many of our older adults don't want to drive downtown anymore. They don't mm-hmm. want to worry about parking. They don't want to walk far. We package those programs up. We work with local travel tourist agents who help us do that. We can do it at a discounted rate because we're dealing with larger groups. And we can offer through the senior center some really wonderful experiences, maybe places you never imagined you could go mm-hmm. in your older years. So I really encourage folks to check out that as well. And the other thing that I really want to stress, if you're out there thinking, you know, I've been retired a while, have a little bit of time on my hands. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'd like to do some volunteer work. Your senior center is a great place to start, not just maybe to volunteer at the center itself, but that the center can connect you with agencies and programs and places that are looking for volunteers and can match your interests with who needs you. And I think that's really key for some of our older adults who say, you know, I may have retired from work, but boy, I have a lot of skills.
Right.
And I have a lot of desire to help people. And I have a lot of desire to get out of the house and do things. And I'm healthy and active. And those are the things I'd like to do with my free time. Don't discount your senior centers because we can be helping you with those kind of connections. And I think that it's a great opportunity that maybe people don't think about starting with us.
Yeah, you know, you're right. People say, I have some time. I want to do something, but I don't want to work. But, I want to do something. And I've spoken to so many seniors who have gotten involved in a program where they're teaching little ones to read. And I just uh-huh. can't think of anything more precious than yep. spending your time, you know, working with a little child who just looks at you like, oh my gosh, this is my beloved grandparent. And here you mm-hmm. have the time to share with them that wisdom, the time that nobody else has with them. And it could change yeah. a child's life.
Yes. And it can change that older adult's
right.
life as well.
Right.
It's a great, great partnership. Those mentoring opportunities are great. I did want to put a shameless plug in for our Cheektowaga Travel Club, going back to that. Sorry, Linda.
That's okay.
Back around.
I love it.
But on Monday, November 21st, I know that's a long way out, but Monday, November 21st at 1 o'clock, our travel club from our center is doing what they're calling their trip reveal for their overnight tours Ooh. That they'll be taking in 2023. So it's a great chance for anybody. Their tours are open to anybody from all over the place. You do not have to live in Cheektowaga to travel with us. And their prices are great because, like I said, again, they get that group travel. So if you're somebody interested in learning about where our group will be traveling mm-hmm. for the 2023 year, we'll be unveiling those trips on Monday, November 21st at 1 o'clock at our center. So
now,
you
are
can
they
call
just,
us.
Are they just one night, or you can be gone for a while?
No, they're multiple. Sometimes they're one night. Sometimes they're three. Sometimes they're a week. Sometimes it's a 10-day cruise. Just depends on what the Travel Club Board of Officers has picked for the year. And they use, like I said, a variety of travel agents to help us get those trips together. Mm-hmm. And it just really is a great opportunity. You know what it is? And you know this as well as I do. When you have to plan every detail, you have to pick every hotel, the time it takes to plan a tour can kind of sometimes just dissuade you from even wanting to go.
Oh, yes.
And with a trip like coming to a senior center and taking one of those tours, all of that is taken out for you.
Right.
We do all the work. You look at the itinerary, you see if it matches your budget, right? Okay, I like this trip and I can afford it. Here we go. And then they go on tours with us and they have a great time and they foster great friendships among other like-minded travelers. And I think that being said, we could say that about the senior centers in general. I mean, when you come here, you may not know a lot of people as you walk in the door, but it won't be long before you've made some friends and you're coming and going with other people, taking advantage of programs together. That's what it's all about in our older life. I have to share, a week ago I celebrated a 100th birthday with one of our members. And when I asked her, and she's been at the senior center longer than me, because the senior center, and I'm the dinosaur here, so she's been here since before we even had a senior center built. And when I asked her, her name was Josephine, and when I asked her, to what does she owe her longevity? 100 years is something amazing to celebrate. And she very simply said, I've stayed active all these years, mm-hmm. and the senior center has helped me do that.
Yes.
And boy, I couldn't ask for a better testimonial, right? Like somebody there living 100 years who's telling her peers. And what I find about that is Jo has, in many cases, outlived many of her friends, and she didn't give up. She kept coming to the center. She'd make new friends.
Make new friends,
and
right.
And she said, you know what? There's something to be said for somebody in their 80s hanging out with somebody who's in their 60s. They may have some difference at different interests, but they have a lot of the same interests and they can learn from each other. So that's what happens in our, it's not magic, but maybe it is a little bit of magic because it's a great place to find those opportunities to build good connections.
Oh, I think so. And when you're looking forward to things, you tend to feel better and anticipate that. And there's just nothing like looking forward to an event that's upcoming. We have to leave it
Absolutely.
There. We're speaking with Carrie Peete. She's the best. She's the director of the Cheektowaga Senior Citizen Center, located right on Broadway. Give them a call. As you can hear, they are busy, busy. They've got things to offer you. And we're just so glad to take a little chunk of Carrie's time to share that with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the Aesthetic Associates Center studios. This is News Radio 930 WBEN. The station Buffalo turns to when it's needed the most.
Needed the most.
Awarded top honors with a regional Edward R. Murrow Award for coverage of breaking news. This is News Radio 930.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.